This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And if you'd like to go to his website, docram.com. docram.com. Rick, we've got George in Alberta. He has he's got some questions for you. Welcome, George.
My call, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. I've been following you for a number of years. It's an honor to be able to talk to you. I'm a big admirer of your intellect and your knowledge.
You make me. Thank you. Sorry about that. Never mind. Thank you. Yeah.
I just think you're awesome.
Hey, George.
Okay? I really do. Yes.
George, he is. I've got a quick comment for you, a short, funny story. My very, very first call on the phone before Rick ever went on the air with me, Rick was rattling off all kinds of things. This was our very first phone call, first time we talked. And he said, after maybe a half hour, he said, Vincent, if you're getting half of what I'm saying, you're doing great.
I didn't mean
Rick,
I said, Rick, I know my limitations, and even though it may seem it isn't, I'm here and stuck in force space like the rest of us.
Rick, some of the things he talks about, I have to look up, I have to Google it, because it just goes right over my head. He's so brilliant. Okay, I'm in awe.
Well, Here's what happened. I said, Rick, I've got about half of what you said, and I'm running as fast as I can. And that was, our first discussion. And what happens with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, as you listen to him more and more, and he's been on the air with us for years, he raises the bar of, and I'm not going to call this talk radio. I'm going to call this do radio. That's the term that Miles in Europe came up with. We are do radio. We're not talk show hosts. We are in the business of educating, and we are trying to get people to do rather than just talk. And so that was my comment. And the more you listen to Doc Ram, the greater your vocabulary becomes, the greater your mind expands, as has done mine. So I want to thank Rick for being with us. By the way, Rick, I don't know if you know this or not, but I'm going to, maybe this will embarrass you, maybe this will infuriate you, but I've been asked over the years to limit the amount of time that you're on the air. And I said, what? Absolutely not. There's
really
no way. And yes, well, it's not just you. It's you, John Reagan, and Norm Shealy. The three of you have caused problems, I guess, for the other team, and they would like to hear less of you because you're awakening anyone who will pay attention. You, Norm Shealy, and John Reagan, the three of you. And, of course, I'm sure they'd like to get rid of me, too. But, by the way, I was banned from the meetup, my own meetup.
Well,
so that, George,
the fear thing, it's fear and faith are opposite polars, like a black hole and a white hole. Yeah. And you have a choice. That's what made you God's favorite. You can go this way or you can go that way. Both are illusion, actually. Faith, from a scientific point of view, isn't any more real than fear. Fear is, the mind killer. It and faith is the light part of the same thing. And really, you don't have either. The proper thing to do is to try fighting on time right now, and I think I have a scientific explanation for what happens at the moment of death. I'm going to be on the Ocelli Report talking about that next week, I think, sometime. And I'm interested because we don't know what happens. And the whole thing about faith and fear and having choices, most people don't realize that the two are the same. From a philosophical point of view, Stanford Philosophy Department has a huge posting in that arena dealing with the similarities between faith and fear. They, they're like a white and black part of something, just like the devil is different than God. And in fact, I don't think God, personally, my God doesn't, I wouldn't think that my God is at war with anything. And that means another God? I don't think so. There are hierarchies, like Bob Dylan might say, but see how I go? I don't even know what I'm going to say next. I'm like a four-year-old. I just do it.
I was thinking seven-year-old. George, please, please continue with your thoughts, George.
May I have another?
Go ahead, George.
I'm calling from Calgary, Alberta. We have geoengineering aerosol spraying here on a daily basis. They usually start in the morning, continues on through the day. They love spraying at night. I have raised hell with so many of my local politicians. They all think I'm crazy.
They come out of Chilliwack. You can, over in BC, just next to you. I grew up in the Okanagans and used to go to your stampedes and things. Up further north, they play hockey. No, listen, they're coming out of Chilliwack. You can take your politician over to Chilliwack to the Air Force Base there. And there they are, the white planes, and you can see the nozzles, just like in the movies.
Dr. Miller, they all think I'm crazy. I've gone to just about every politician I can locally, and nobody will listen. And
well, that's
job,
denial. Fear and faith. There you are again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I remember the look on my father's face when he realized he was no longer a Republican.
I'd like to get your comments in a recent article published by Richard Edmondson on Veterans Today, and it shows that Dane Wigington and company are suing the individuals that are behind geoengineering. And I'd like to get your comments on that. And
well,
they'll have any effect on what's going on.
Yeah, what they're doing is turning a rock over and watching all the little blue crap running around. And it's interesting. Who knows what they're going to uncover? You know, the idea of geoengineering and its purpose is so nefarious. I have questions. And Vincent has been sick from it. I've been sick from it. How can a politician not want to know more about or question that as a public servant?
They don't believe you when you confront them. They look at you like you're some sort of lunatic. It's just unbelievable.
George, do you know how Dane Wigington got involved in studying this geoengineering? Have you ever heard that story?
Yeah, it was killing all the trees and flora and fauna around his ranch or wherever he lives in California.
Yeah, that video. What in the world are they spraying?
Yeah. That's part of it. That's part of it. And in the early days, and by the way, Dane Wigington is a senior instructor here at USA Preparis, and every once in a while he'll call me up and just make sure I have a pulse. And I'm not exaggerating. He'll call me and say, "Hey, Migo, are you still alive?" What he has a solar array on his roof of his home in California, and he noticed that the output was decreasing. And was studying that. It's like, what happened? And so he noticed that the sky was getting dimmer and dimmer and dimmer. So that was in the early days of his pursuit of what's going on. And then he's had the same evidence that we have here. The trees are dying. There's foam in the water. There's green algae. The animals are sick. We're sick. You know, this geoengineering, these chemical sprays have given my mom pneumonia, almost killed her, almost killed my wife with pneumonia, and almost killed me with, I ended up with surgery as a result of coughing so much. My wife was coughing so much. My mom was coughing so much. My mom was hospitalized. This is pretty serious stuff. And yeah, we see it. We look out, we look up, and we say, who are these thugs? Who are these criminals? Who are these traitors? And we need to arrest them. And, you know, if the system can't arrest them, then we need to set up our own system and arrest them and try them and bring them to swift justice. Because they are killing us.
It's the things we ignore that make us ignorant. You might just quote that to him. And with that said, why is he an elected official? What exactly is his function? You're a constituent. You have a concern. He should, as your representative, have this concern, not look at you like you're something's wrong with you. And actually, all you have to do is take him over to Chilliwack, because the Air Force, it's all United Nations. The planes are unmarked. There's pictures of them. They're there. That's where they base out of, is Chilliwack. So,
George, can't you just say, tell you what, look up. Just look up right now. Can't you just say that to him?
You know, I have contacted a few years ago a high-ranking official within the Alberta government. It's the equivalent of a state government in the U.S., and he was working for Alberta Environment.
Your ministry is your very...
Yeah, the guy had a PhD. I somehow managed to get a hold of him, told him, gave him all this information over the phone, and contacted him again a week later. And he said, George, I looked into what you said, because he was skeptical when I told him about all this, because he never even heard of geoengineering or aerosol spraying. And when I called him back, he said, George, I looked into what you said, and I agree with what you're telling me. It's sort of obvious that something is going on, but I would really appreciate if you didn't phone me again, because I want to keep my job. So lose my number.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem. These minions are afraid that they're going to lose their job and their pensions. And that's what's wrong with the police. Same thing is wrong with the police. These middle-level guys are afraid to speak up against the criminal elements within the police departments and the sheriff's offices because they're afraid of losing their jobs and pensions. What a bunch of pansies. George, thank you so much for calling on the other side. Mark, you're up.
Class? I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Doc Rams with us, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and we've got Mark in Missouri online and Mike in Tennessee on hold. Mark in Missouri, welcome.
Yeah, good morning. I have some questions and comments for Dr. Miller. When the U.S. Navy exploded atomic bombs underneath the ocean in the Marshall Islands to take out the antediluvian bases, of the giants, and then there was another thing that happened in Nevada when the first atomic bombs were exploded. A lot of people don't probably understand, but the I've never heard anybody really talk about it, but when the UFOs started showing up in Nevada is because they were able to harness the energy of nuclear atomic energy and pull it in and make it free energy. And that's how they were able to create their spacecraft and come through our vortex into our dimension. And what do you think about that, Dr. Miller?
Mouth open and giants. First and foremost, I did a Hollywood movie, a part of a seven interviewers, regarding the large skull artifacts that were found in Pennsylvania in the 1800s, where did they go? And that's interesting because they're unearthing giants everywhere. We may be the hobbits. I don't know. There's reference in the Bible, David and Goliath on down to, building of Noah's Ark, those Nephilim, what was that? The rocks people that were giants. I don't know about any of that. I know that the Marshall Islands have a number of underground caves. That's a fact. I grew up in the Philippines. My dad was in the Navy, and so I traveled a lot and spent time on the Marshalls and over in what they call Micronesia, Palau, and other places like that. And all of those are underground network. So who knows? I don't know. I've not heard of anything like that before. That doesn't mean it isn't true, because I have actually been to places like Antarctica and seen things that are not in history books. Why is that?
Yeah, they're able to harness the, I don't think our government understood that, but when they set off the atomic bombs in Nevada, there were fireballs that occurred over the site for many, many days, and they were going shooting straight up in the air, and they were able to pull that energy, up in the air and harness it as free energy, like when you go back and you read some papers from Whitaker and Ohm and some of these other papers when you get into the zero gravity, quantitarian mathematics and that sort of stuff, but they were able to pull that energy up into the atmosphere and create their spaceships and come into our realm.
Wow. Well, you know, be careful what you think is real, because what I have discovered is imagination is reality, and we are basically right now creating our own apocalypse and aliens just by thought alone.
Mark, does Mark in Missouri, does the name Al Bielek ring a bell with you, Al Bielek?
No, I heard you talking about some of these names earlier.
Okay, well, on other broadcasts, not today. I met Al Bielek many years ago, and Al Bielek has got to be in his 80s or 90s, and he claimed to me when I met with him and Mrs. Finelli back in the 90s that he was part of the Philadelphia experiment in during World War II, and the plan was to make a ship invisible so that our enemies couldn't see our ships, because the problem was German submarines were quite efficient at sinking our ships. So they enlisted the help of Nikola Tesla, Albert Einstein. It was for cloaking, right? Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, Robert Van Neumann, and they actually had an accident, according to Al Bielek. And this accident, he said, left a hole in time. They made the ship invisible at one time, but they left a hole in the water. And so they had this accident, and he said that through that hole in time is the hole in which the Roswell UFO was able to enter into to land on Earth or crash at Earth as a result of the hole in time that we left as a result of this naval accident. Thanks so much for your call.
Bateman Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, quick homework assignment for you. Tim Kaine, an American attorney and a politician. He's a senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, 58 years old. He was formerly the governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Do any of you remember reading or seeing or hearing about him bringing a loaded gun onto a commercial airplane? Do any of you remember that? I do. And I did a search several days ago before Hillary said that he would be her running mate. And I did a search and I found some articles about that exact thing that I mentioned, him bringing a gun onto an airplane. Illegally. Now, I can't find a single article. It seems like the internet has been scrubbed. Do any of you remember that? Maybe you can give us a call maybe tomorrow and let us know if you think that, or today, if you remember that. Mike in Tennessee, welcome.
Greetings, all. Nephilim, men of renown, I believe is what Doc Miller was trying to refer to in the Bible. And you know that there's still a group of people they call the Flat Earth Society that still believe the Earth is flat. And at one time in history, there were people that would, well, they would kill you if you didn't believe in the official narrative of the church's view that the Earth was flat. And as the gentleman spoke about earlier, how he's being demonized, they take it to an issue of the mind and demonize you based on popular beliefs. And so when he's talking to these people about a real phenomenon, these chemtrails, these planes that are spraying us, well, if they don't exist, I wonder if Mr. Sam or Mr. Atam might engage those, bring them down, and then, well, if they don't exist, then who would care? Certainly you couldn't be prosecuted for dealing with something that doesn't exist, I would think.
Interesting point, Mike. Interesting point. And you know, there's a broadcaster who I'm no longer associated with who said, he said to me he didn't know if he believed chemtrails were real. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe he even said that. So
right.
Here you have broadcasters who some people look up to. I think that maybe some broadcasters. He calls himself a talk show host.
You know, I want to say one thing about chemtrails. One thing is important. When the chemtrail it sets out, if it begins to pearl, that's lithium. That's what we've now discovered down here. They all do different things, mostly diffuse, whatever, form clouds. The ones that pearl and form little tiny wavelets, that's lithium.
Rick, how would we see that? Would we see that from the ground?
Yeah, when you look up in the and you watch how it's dispersing after it's been laid down, they'll have a line and it'll start to, you know, spread out and things like that. If it pearls like little waves, that's when you know that the aerosol contains lithium in it. That would be used to lock down small cities that are in unrest. That's, another Navy project that is part of who knows what all other things are in there. One thing I do mention, I no longer recycle aluminum cans.
I don't either.
Will not participate. It's like I won't participate. That's where all recycle is now. It's probably going. It's into geoengineering.
Mm-hmm. And so our governments, if you will, or the United Nations, is taking what we could recycle, and they're turning it into a weapon that's being used against us. So I don't recycle.
Comes to mind, you know, that in fact, what she's been accused of and him for the last 10 years, and I have to tell you. What they've done to Africa and the heavy metals there, you know, for mining and giving mining rights to wealthy individuals. There are some videos that are worth watching on my Facebook that I posted yesterday.
And one of those videos, Rick, is about the Clinton money, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's DocGrimm.com.
How it was gained, and that's why the infobots of Cliff High are now suggesting that Hillary will not make it to the election day. She'll be put in prison, probably. She should be. The last woman that did even half what she did, they electrocuted her 10 years earlier in the electric chair. I don't think people realize just how bad Hillary Clinton is. And Donald Trump... the whole thing's scary. The whole thing is scary.
Mike Parsons?
It's not even voting against someone. You know, it's like...
The biggest thing that concerns me about Donald Trump is that he's the master of the deal, and he met with Kissinger. That's the biggest concern I have, and has he been leveraged?
Yeah, he's the one that just yesterday challenged Putin to see how good his hackers are to come up with those missing email of Hillary's. That's going to be an interesting play.
You mean Leon Panetta?
Reinstated in an investigation, and I think that's because there's some serious big money that want her locked up. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't play in that universe. I'm just an observer on the internet and trying to make sense of things. And the more I try, the less I know. It's really creepy. I can tell you that the giant skulls did exist, and my presentation on the Hollywood thing is that it had to do with the Smithsonian and those two sons of that Methodist minister that was dogging, the guy that started the Mormons, Joe Smith or whatever. Who was the one that started the Mormons? That was, he stole a ministry, and that minister dogged him for years. That religion was formed on a close encounter, and it was his two sons. They probably dumped, in the 1800s, probably dumped it. Joseph Smith or something. Yeah, dumped it in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. That's what they did with a lot of artifacts.
Mike, do you have...
Unwritten history that we will never really know what actually happened and whether or not there were giants. I've got pictures from the 1800s, and, you know, this was before they had concepts of aliens and that kind of thing. So exactly what we're talking about now, I don't know. Those were unearthed in Pennsylvania, and now they're doing it all over the earth, Russia, Ukraine. So,
Mike,
are
you experiencing chemtrails in Tennessee right now?
No, there's nothing with cloudy skies from the storms we've just gone through. No chemtrails at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to
either right now for the last 4 days. We haven't had chemtrails. We had lithium 5 days ago, and I got sick. Mm-hmm. And I got sick from it, and I'm just now getting over it.
Rick, what are the reasons for spraying lithium? What would be the result that we would experience as the villagers?
Oh, unrest, like if all of a sudden we went like Venezuela and they took all of our farms because they need it to produce food. You know, with what happened in, I forget where it was, where all that bird flu killed all their livestock. Shows how fragile our food system is with just the H5 virus, avian bird flus, that kind of thing. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's about to happen. I can tell you that change is the reality, and that your best tool right now in your toolbox will be your attitude.
Mike Parsons?
The only thing I know about lithium is, depending on the delivery system, it has the ability to make people docile. And I would think it would be more effective to put it in the water as opposed to aerosolizing it. Other than that, as a pilot and, having somewhat of a little bit of a background in physics through my degree, noticing the wingtip vortices, as some of this chemical is being sprayed, I can see the little tornadoes coming off the wingtips, that it creates circular patterns in the sky. And then other times when I see them spraying, it looks like it collects and then creates an effect of like a shower, like you'll see trains of showers coming out of the line of chemicals. So it appears
last
that they collect.
When I did a presentation, I, at that time, identified 28 different aerosols. You can tell them by the way they taste and what they did to your dehydration in your mouth. Everything is being dehydrated, including you at night now. I know everybody's knowing that now. It's because of what's in the air and what's going into the ground and what it's doing to the trees. It's unbelievable. In Oregon, almost every ponderosa is now showing stress.
Well, I believe there's probably multiple programs, multiple different types of aerosols. So it's not just, I don't believe it's just one thing. I think it's
a new delivery systems as the technology evolves, and so that people start to notice one thing, they change to something else.
Here's a homework assignment, class, just very simple. Do you wake up in the middle of the night multiple times, really, really thirsty? Your throat is dry and parched. Is that happening to you? It's certainly happening to me. And Rick has described that off the air to me. Mike Parsons, is that happening in your neck of the woods, Tennessee?
I haven't experienced, but then again, I've been somewhat detained over the last 5.5 months up until June 29th. So may not have had exposure to it because I was, shall we say, contained.
You were in a cage.
Some believe that what's actually happening with Common Core and the geoengineering is to turn man into laptops. And go guess what? NASA has actually made that statement in their future weapons of war, and have actually said that by the year 2050, there will no longer be any form of human on Earth. It'll all be in avatar form. Now,
Mike, thank you for the call.
I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What
today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I'd like to thank Kyle and Sharon. I got a wonderful get well card from Kyle and Sharon in Montana. Thank you so much. That was very kind of you. Wonderful thoughts and wonderful message. Thank you so much, Kyle and Sharon. Rick, NLP, and there's a post in Zen Gardener, there's a link on your website, docram.com, and it says NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, a name that encompasses the three most influential components involved in producing human experience: neurology, language, and programming. The neurological system regulates how our bodies function. Language determines how we interface and communicate with other people, and our programming determines the kinds of models of the world we create. Neuro-linguistic programming describes the fundamental dynamics between the mind, neuro, and the language, linguistic, and how their interplay affects our body and behavior, which is programming.
Well, yeah, Rick, there's a whole chapter in my ESP book at the end of the book. It's nonverbal communication. When you're lying, you look this way. When you're telling the truth, you look that way. You can, this way, these were techniques before Bangler, Spengler that wrote on that for doing interrogation or being interrogated. We were working with biofeedback at the time and then noted that the body twitching of a foot meant that a woman was excited, da-da-da-da-da. You know, they had all these different nonverbal things, like when this one question that Grace Thorne, by the way, Julie says hi. When Grace Thorne's student asked, if pigs are so smart, how come parrots can talk and pigs can't? And my response was, you know, a pig knows how to get its way without saying a word. So, you know, nonverbal, that's... And you know, when you're lying, you can look at somebody and tell when they're lying by the way their eyes move. That's in the chapter. There are mnemonics. There are little protocols that you can watch for that are like a voice stress analyzer at the other end of my phone here, you know, with a Richter scale paranoia meter. And I can measure if someone's lying to me by looking at this little meter that measures the stress in your voice. There it is. That's technology from the 70s. Imagine where we are today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were able to measure the body's response. We built a light. I built a lie detector in the 1960s.
Well, that's polygraph. What you're doing is looking at more than one different autonomic function. And
I was just looking at one.
Control those. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. And that's 45 years ago. What I'm doing today is a similar thing with neurotransmitters in my brain so that I can play them like an orchestra or a musician. You know, letting
Rick, have you seen
on my back stimulate my creative thought.
Have you seen the series on Netflix called Lie to Me?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I think you'd really enjoy it. It's outstanding. It's about how this company has people who can detect lies just by exactly what you're talking about, the twitches, the movements, and so forth, the facial expressions.
The little tiny mnemonic devices that are single gain amplifiers. It's simple stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting about this series is it shows how many people are involved in lying. It's absolutely obscene how many people just lie to each other. They lie to their spouses, they lie to their friends, they lie to their children lie to them. It's just unbelievable the amount of lying that goes on.
It means accountability is basically what that's about. You know?
Yeah, and you look at that, and you look at how many people lie to you and fail to honor their commitments and their promises, and you say, wow, we are, you know, human nature is in decline. Absolutely, we are failing. And it's all because of what I would consider the sum of all individual greed. The sum of all individual greed. Rick Miller, thanks so much for being with us, class. If you'd like to go to his website and purchase his books and peruse what he's got to say, links, DocRam.com, 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 Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at VIBA-ODP.com from Viva Outdoor Products.